16.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. CINN stations in all salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine. Point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in all, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Well, understand, here at the American Freedom Network, and the world is in total disarray, and the average American has no idea what's going on. Let me simply point out that our attention today is focused on Amanda Knox. Isn't it wonderful this young woman has been freed from the Italian jail and allowed to come home? And then, of course, there's the trial of Cynthia Michael Jackson's doctor, and then, of course, the NBA has suspended negotiations with the Players Union, the Basketball Players Union, and it may very well be that the first games of the basketball season will be put off. Is that really important news that affects you? Simply yesterday, the ruler of Syria, Assad, has threatened to destroy Tel Aviv within 30 minutes after, if there is an attack, an Israeli attack on Syria. The Jewish government has retaliated and said that if Tel Aviv is attacked, that they will take out Damascus and one new Syrian town every hour after that until hostilities stop. Certainly, if you're looking at what's going on over in the Near East and the Middle East, everything is on the verge of a major war. In Japan, in China, why property values dropped 76% last month. 76% last month. People are lining up at the banks in Europe, pulling their money out of the banks, because they're afraid that the European currency is going to collapse. They're investing in American T-bills. The value of American T-bills has gone up 30% since the 1st of July, simply because, of course, the demand has driven the dividends in the United States down to 1.7%, and so that the stocks are skyrocketing. The whole world financial system is on the basis of collapse. And why is this happening? Why America has turned its back on its roots, on its foundations, on what it stipulates in our Constitution, which calls for a monetary system based upon gold and silver. And these things are happening because the average individual doesn't understand our Constitution. Our Constitution is the foundation of this country. It's not taught in schools. Why? Because they don't want you to understand that we have subversive elements in Washington, D.C., whose dedication is not to America, but to this idea of creating a world government. And we have to get back, first of all, if we're ever going to reclaim America, we've got to reclaim our Constitution. And how can you reclaim something you don't understand? Well, you learn about it. We have the most wonderful system of government. but it's been taken over by evil people who have a different goal, and that is to use the military and financial power of the United States to bring about a one-world government and a one-world ruler. And, of course, this is all carefully being orchestrated today as they move to destroy the economy of the world, plunge the world into chaos, another war, and out of that will come their world ruler, the Antichrist. Well, with that as a background, our guest this morning, Pastor David Whitney, from the Institute of the Constitution, which has a great new program to help you understand the Constitution. David, you pick up the story.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Stan. It's a pleasure to be with you on the air, and you're absolutely right. The hope for America is to return to the founding principles, return to an understanding of the documents that are so critical for every American citizen to know: the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights. Because those documents, if we grasp those and simply understand those, we know what the government is supposed to do. And more importantly, we know what the federal government is not supposed to be doing at all, and we can stop it. We can put people out of office who violate those principles. We can take control back from those who, as you say, are really not about securing liberty for us. They're all about building the new world order. That's the kingdom of the Antichrist, not the kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, when we go back to look at what were the factors that led up to the drafting and signing of the Declaration of Independence, it was really rooted in the colonists' understanding that they had God-given rights as Englishmen that had been secured in English history through, well, things like the Magna Carta, and in 1688, the Englishman's Bill of Rights. They knew they had these God-given rights, and furthermore, these God-given rights had actually been put on paper already. And then, of course, so they were harking back to their God-given rights, and that the king and the government of England had actually abrogated the colonial charters. That is, they had a governmental agreement that the king had entered into when each of the 13 colonies was founded. That agreement had stipulations as to what the colony was to do and what the king and the government of England were to do, and the king had trashed those agreements. The king had thrown them in the garbage, which, by the way, is exactly what our government in Washington, D.C. has done with our Constitution, Declaration, and Bill of Rights as well. Then the founders also knew that Parliament's attempt to tax them repeatedly with the Stamp Act and the Molasses Act and the Sugar Act, all the different attempts to tax the colonists, was unlawful. They knew as Englishmen they could only be taxed by their consent, and they could only have that consent granted if they had representation in Parliament. They had no representation in Parliament, and therefore it was illegal for Parliament to tax them without any representation on that body of a political body that was deciding to tax them. Then, of course, I mentioned already the Glorious Revolution. That was a revolution that overthrew a dynasty of the Stuart kings. And they did so because they knew the baby that was born was not, and there was some debate about whether that baby, or is it James, Charles III, excuse me, that whether that baby was actually legitimate or illegitimate. It appeared his mother, the queen, had passed childbearing years, quite a number of years, and so there was some suspicion that this really wasn't a legitimate baby, and they wanted to have an investigation into that. And so a number of noblemen invited William III, who was in the lineage of the monarchy and wouldn't be the direct successor to the throne, but was a legitimate part of the royal family. They invited him to come, and he said he came to England not to overthrow the king, but rather to investigate. Well, in the course of the events, the English people said, "You be our king if you will sign this Englishman's Bill of Rights."
Pastor David, hang on there for a moment. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
There are plenty of things you may wish were lower, like your taxes, your commuting time, your weight. But there's one thing people can get lower, car insurance with State Farm. Talk to an agent today about State Farm's new lower car insurance rates, and while you're there, get State Farm's free discount double check. It's just another way a State Farm agent can be there for you. So call an agent 24/7 or visit statefarm.com and find out about State Farm's new lower rates. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Rates apply only in the state of Colorado and are not valid in any other state.
Whether you already know essential oils are valued for their ancient wisdom and wellness, or you're considering their use as a viable, non-toxic, healthy alternative, your question should be the same. Are all essential oils certified pure therapeutic grade? Who makes the highest quality essential oils available? Do all test for safety and meet rigorous standards? Can all oils pass the scrutiny of health professionals and scientists? Many essential oils don't meet these standards, so ask one more question. Where can I find the most powerful, reasonably priced, certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils? doTERRA. Gift of the Earth. doTERRA, committed to natural, empowering ideals. If you're new to essential oils or a seasoned expert, you'll recognize the superior quality of doTERRA certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils with your first experience. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789 or RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOil.com.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at American Network, I guess this morning is Pastor David Whitney, and David, you go right ahead.
Well, we were talking about the factors leading up to the Declaration of Independence, mentioning the Glorious Revolution, where essentially the people were choosing their king, establishing a constitutional monarchy, saying, King, you are limited by this Englishman's Bill of Rights. These are the things you can do, these are the things you cannot do, your powers are not yours to define. Your powers are limited by this piece of legislation, the Englishman's Bill of Rights. And it makes you think today, wow, the power of the president, he assumes he has power to go out and murder American citizens anytime he chooses without any trial, without any evidence, just accusing them of being terrorists, and he goes and murders them. Huh. That's absolute unchecked power, and that is an extremely dangerous thing the American people ought to be outraged about. Well, the other aspect was the abrogation by the king of the feudal vassal-lord relationship. In other words, and in the feudal relationship, we often have a kind of negative view of that, but it'd be like this. If you lived in a rough part of the country where there were roving bands of thieves and brigands that destroyed and pillaged, you might, as a single farmer, recognize you don't have enough power to protect your own property. So you band together with some other farmers, but even the group of you, you're still not enough. And so you recognize that there's this lord down the road a ways who has a castle, and he's got a bunch of knights at his beck and call, and so you work out an agreement with him that he's going to protect you, he's going to protect your land and your property in exchange for service that you're going to render to him, perhaps service, probably service in his army when called upon, and perhaps service in helping maintain the roads in his little fiefdom and so forth. So there's a feudal vassal-lord relationship where there's agreement on the part of the higher and the lower to work together in certain ways. Well, that agreement had been broken. The king had basically said to the American colonists, you are no longer under my protection. I will not protect you any longer, but I'm going to still tax you. I'm going to still try to regulate you. I'm still going to try to control you, but I'm no longer going to protect you. They said, wait a minute. The deal's off. We entered this deal, and the king has just broken this deal altogether. And finally, the sixth element was the Englishman's rejection of the continued petitions. I mean, they met in 1774, the First Continental Congress, and petitioned their brethren across the sea. And they met again in 1775 and petitioned the Second Congress. And the third, they met, and the final one was they offered the olive branch petition. in humble terms, and all of these were either rejected or just outright ignored. There was no response whatsoever from England. And this was like, we have done everything we can to gain a response, and the result is we have obviously everything we've said has fallen on deaf ears, both for the king and Parliament, as well as our English brethren. And so when they met in 1776, Third Congress, they drafted, or they chose to establish a congressional committee to draft the Declaration of Independence. We usually think of Thomas Jefferson as the author of it. Well, he was the primary drafter of it, but his language was not the final language of the document itself. Along with Thomas Jefferson, Benjamin Franklin and John Adams, Roger Sherman and Robert Livingston were also chosen, a committee of five. So Thomas Jefferson put together a proposed language, and they altered several things, like Thomas Jefferson's language spoke of life, liberty, and property. And they altered property to the pursuit of happiness because they wanted to expand the idea of economic freedoms. Your economic freedoms go beyond just the right to own a piece of property. They go to your right to be able to keep the fruits of your labor. Odd idea today when the government wants to tax everything that you ever make and take the fruits of your labor. But anyway, they altered a few of the phrases and a few of the wordings and so on. And furthermore, there was elements that Thomas Jefferson incorporated into the Declaration of Independence that were not new with him. Things that John Adams had written, or things that had been expressed by Paine or Patrick Henry. So there was elements that were brought in that were actually pre-made, actually the resolution to call for drafting a Declaration of Independence, that was also incorporated into the Declaration. So Congress voted then, after all the revisions were approved, they voted to declare independence, oddly enough, on the 2nd of July. We think of the 4th of July because it was actually the 4th of July where they signed and adopted, they formally adopted the Declaration on July 4th. And they were not the first to declare independence, which is another one of those trivia questions. The first was Rhode Island in May, the 4th of May, 1776, had declared independence already. And then in June, the colony of Virginia had declared independence. So each of the colonies was declaring independence either prior to this document or by this document, they were declaring independence. And that's important to remember because, you see, it's not simply that we have, by the Declaration of Independence, it made them states. They were making the decision themselves as governmental authorities already in formation in each one of the colonies. So it wasn't the Congress that made them independent. It was they themselves, by their state governments, that were declaring themselves independent. And they all voted then as a group of 13 states. And you read the title of the Declaration, it's the unanimous Declaration of the 13 States Declaring Independence. Well, just to look at a quick outline of that declaration, the colonies, it says, are entitled to independence by the laws of nature and nature's God. Not even by the laws of England. Obviously, they could have cited the Magna Carta, they could have cited the Englishman's Bill of Rights, many things, but they said, no, we need to go all the way back to the very original source, the most important, in essence, you could call it the supreme law of the universe, the laws of nature, nature's God. And as we've talked about in previous times together, that phrase directly refers to our God-given conscience and our ability to reason right from wrong according to God's law, because that second phrase refers to the Bible, the laws of nature's God. And that was clearly what they were implying here as they were following William Blackstone's threefold forms of, or three categories of law. So the laws of nature, nature's God, God's word, God's law, the Bible, entitled them to independence. So they, in a sense, say, what we're going to express from this point forward in the rest of this declaration is, because of decent respect to the opinions of mankind, would require us to express what are the reasons for us declaring this independence. And they start with this statement, self-evident truths. And by the way, to make a self-evident truth already assumes as a presupposition that truth, absolute truth, exists. If, as you accept the lie that many people do today, that all truth is relative of, you know, there's truth for me and there's truth for you and truth for another fellow there and there's no absolute truth, and actually that's a non sequitur. It is a self-contradictory statement. I was talking with a fellow once who believed that theory of relativism. I said, well, you know, that's an interesting idea. So are you telling me that this is absolutely true, that there is no absolute truth? And he kind of had a curious look on his face as he said, well, I guess, yeah. Well, I said, well, how do you know it's absolutely true if there is no absolute truth? Now he had a really struggled look on his face because he'd never thought of that before, that if you claim there is no absolute truth, you're making an absolute statement, and you can't make an absolute statement if there is no absolute truth. So self-contradictory, but many people irrationally and illogically hold to that belief. Our founders did not. They clearly stated there is absolute truth. They understood the source of that truth, the law of God. And they said the self-evident truths, truths that were so apparent and so clear, they weren't even going to argue them. They weren't going to offer reasons for their support. They're just going to state them. First of all, that all men are created equal. Have to stop right there and ask, what does that presuppose? It presupposes that there is a creator God who made the whole universe. They didn't believe in evolution. Of course, Darwin hadn't written his book and so forth, but there were people in that day that believed some theory that something other than God created the universe. They said, no, there is a creator God. And in fact, that is the foundation of law and government. If you take away the creator and that he created all things, everything else that our founders went on to state fall away. Because if all men are not created equal, then they're not endowed by their creator with unalienable rights, which is the next statement. Everything else falls from that, which is very curious. When you ask people why the government-run school system, what's commonly called the public school system, why the government-run school system cannot teach that God is the creator. It can only teach that evolution is true. When you ask them why, they say, oh, separation of church and state, all these government-run schools, they can't teach religion, blah, 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 blah. It's like, well, if that's the case, then the government-run schools are actively destroying the foundation of our very government itself. And that's true. Because if they teach evolution, they're teaching there is no creator God. We all evolved out of the primordial soup, and your great-granddaddy was a monkey, and your great-great-great-granddaddy was a salamander, and before that it was just a hunk of slime in the pond. And if that's true, then nothing our Declaration of Independence says is true. Nothing our Constitution says is true. We have no law except the law of the jungle. The strong kill the weak. The law of evolution. Eat or be eaten. You know, kill or be killed. The kind of motivation that propelled Adolf Hitler to power, where it's like our civilization is stronger and better and we are the fit and we're going to kill the unfit. Throw them in the ovens. That's what happens when you reject creation. And that's exactly what is tragic about what's happening in America today, that evolution has become the unquestionable doctrine that cannot be touched in any academic institution. And it's destructive. Absolutely destructive of the very foundation. So all men are created equal, the first principle. The second, all men are endowed by their creator with unalienable rights, like life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. No, those rights come from the creator, not from the government. And that's why they spoke of God-given rights. They never spoke of civil rights, because civil rights imply that your rights come from the government when they don't come from the government. They come from God. And again, these are very foundational principles that we look at here in the Declaration of Independence. And they mention life, because if you don't have life, you can't enjoy any of your other God-given rights like liberty or your economic rights that are expressed in that phrase, the pursuit of happiness. Thirdly, they said, this is also a self-evident truth, that civil government is instituted to secure these rights. And actually the language expresses that it is only instituted, that it is solely instituted for this. The only purpose of civil government is to secure and protect your God-given rights. It's not to determine that you wear a seatbelt in your car or a helmet when you ride your motorcycle, or that the water that you have coming out of your tap is pure. None of those things are the function of government at all. And in fact, when you think about most politicians today, this is one of the most prime questions you can ask them now that you're hearing this. Because our Declaration says the only purpose of government is to secure, protect your God-given rights. Ask any politician who's running for office, and best to ask them publicly, embarrass them publicly because they don't know our founding documents. Ask them, what is the purpose of government? And usually they'll get a kind of puzzled look. In my experience, they get a kind of puzzled look on their face, like, why are you asking? Everybody knows what the purpose of government is. Barack Obama tells us it's to redistribute wealth, which is another form of theft. I'm going to steal from one person and give it to another person. Of course, I'll take my cut, a big chunk of that money on the in-between slide between the one person to the other person. So that's government, a kleptocracy, a thievery, not government for the purpose of protecting, securing God-given rights. And when you, I've seen politicians react this way, that when you express that, well, that's not what our founders believed. I had someone say, oh, yeah, of course it's to protect our God-given rights. It's kind of they're embarrassed to admit that that's the limited purpose of government. But can you imagine what life would be like in these United States today if government stuck to only protecting your God-given rights and doing nothing else at all?
Hold the thought. We'll be back here in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Agri Enterprises Incorporated in Fort Collins reminds us that each member of our military is an individual who has given up the comforts of home. A military care package reminds them that their sacrifice is appreciated. Type military care package into an online search engine and find out how easy it is to let them know that they are appreciated. This message from Agri Enterprises Incorporated in Fort Collins. Always looking out for the safety of our community. Call 970-221-2607. That's 970-221-2607.
There are plenty of things you may wish were lower, like your taxes, your commuting time, your weight. But there's one thing people can get lower, car insurance with State Farm. Talk to an agent today about State Farm's new lower car insurance rates, and while you're there, get State Farm's free discount double check. It's just another way a State Farm agent can be there for you. So call an agent 24/7 or visit statefarm.com and find out about State Farm's new lower rates. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Rates apply only in the state of Colorado and are not valid in any other state.
If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skills the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan, I guess this morning, Pastor David Mitty from the Institute of the Constitution. And before we go on, David, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with the Institute of the Constitution, how they can set up an educational program to teach their friends and their relatives and their neighbors about our Constitution, the most carefully kept secret in the world. And finally, of course, certainly how they can get in touch with you and really get started putting these programs on. You go right ahead.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Stan. We're very excited because all across America, students are learning just what I'm sharing here on this radio program about our founding documents through our host kit. And we put together a series of 12 lectures. Attorney Michael Anthony Peruca, who ran for president with the Constitution Party in 2006, does 12 lectures, and I do a little piece of one lecture and part of another lecture as part of that series of 12. In addition, we put together a number of other excellent videos, as well as two books, Bastiat's The Law, an excellent must-read, and supplemental articles and reading assignments for each of those 12 lectures. It is a thorough and comprehensive course that gives people a working knowledge of our Declaration, our Constitution, and the Bill of Rights, as well as an understanding of the worldview that is the background of our founders that gives you an understanding of why they wrote what they wrote. And it's essential to understand their worldview, really to understand what they mean in the documents they crafted. That worldview is a biblical worldview founded on the laws of nature, nature's God, as we've shared. This host kit has just been completely revised and updated and is now available with Michael Anthony Peruca being the prime presenter in that. And we encourage people to get a host kit because this is designed as a turnkey way. It contains the videos, the books, and the supplemental reading materials, a student manual that includes everything the student needs in the course, as well as a host manual, giving the host instructions for each of the lectures as well as answers to the test questions for each of those lectures. And this entire host kit is a turnkey way that anyone who has basically no background or experience training can take this off the shelf and begin to conduct a course to educate the citizens of their community. And you can do this in your church. We have people doing it in churches and homes and community centers and town halls and many different settings, saying we want to gather together a group of fellow citizens, educate them as to truly what the standard is, what is law, where does it come from, so that they can hold their local officials accountable, their national officials accountable, all up and down the line of civil government, hold them accountable to the standard. We can only do that when we know what the standard is, and that standard is our U.S. Constitution and Bill of Rights founded upon the Declaration of Independence. So this course is essential, really it's essential, if we're going to take our nation back and spare it from the disaster that the New World Order planners have for it. And boy, they have, as you share in so many of your other programs, Dr. Stan, they have enormous gains ahead of us in terms of their preparations for our destruction as a constitutional republic. But the hope is, and the knowledge is, that we still are a constitutional republic. This is the law of the land. In spite of the president violating it, in spite of the Congress and the Supreme Court, this is still the law of the land. The key is we, the people, have to be the enforcers of this. And if we don't know the documents and we don't have a working knowledge of them, we cannot enforce them against the criminals who are violating, breaking them every day of the week. So I encourage all the listeners to give us a call here. You can call toll-free at Institute on the Constitution. That toll-free number is 1-866-730-9796. That toll-free number again for Institute on the Constitution is 1-866-730-9796. 703-970-9796, or you can go to our website, and our website has a new title. It's theamericanview.com. Put together all as one word, theamericanview.com, theamericanview.com, and right at the very top of the page, right about the middle of the page, click on our store, and then it'll take you to our store where the host kit, I just put in the search for the host kit, and we'll bring that up and order your host kit, start a class. Even though we're in October, it's certainly not too late to start a class that will, well, at this point in time, if you do once a week, we'll go a little bit into the new year, maybe take a break for around the Christmas season. But start a class now, because you will be lighting a grass fire of liberty, something that's going to make a difference not only for a month or a year, but for many years to come as you train people and they train another generation of people. And we see what's so encouraging, Dr. Stan, to see people graduate. And I graduate classes around the country. When I do that, I encourage them to get a host kit themselves, start a class. Now that they're a graduate of the class, they're very adept at conducting a class. And to see that happening as people multiply in their community, more and more and more classes. And we see that happening in some areas of the country more intensely than others. But our prayer and desire is to see every corner of the country people conducting this class and taking back our liberties from the tyrants who have no right, have no authority to do what they're doing. And that we can show as we cause them to study the founding documents and understand what the design was for our government, which is not being followed today.
I agree with you, and one more time, the telephone number to call.
The telephone number for Institute on the Constitution is 1-866-730-9796. And the website now for Institute on the Constitution is theamericanview.com, theamericanview.com. Well, before the break, we were talking about the self-evident truths that our Declaration of Independence establishes and plainly lays out. The first being that all men are created equal. The second, that all men are endowed by their Creator with unalienable rights, the rights to life, the liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Thirdly, that civil government is instituted only to secure these God-given rights. The fourth self-evident truth that they refer to is that civil government derives its just powers from the consent of the governed. Very important principle, particularly today when we have tyranny flagrantly being thrown into our face. Their theory of government is, we do whatever we think is best for you. I, Barack Obama, think it's best for you to go murder Americans in foreign countries without a trial, without any constitutional guarantees. Why? Oh, I am doing this in your best interest. I determine what my powers are, and the limits of my powers are what I think is best for you. This is a paternalistic government attitude, and it is not that of our founders. Government derives its just powers only from the consent of the governed. That is, if there is any power our government's going to have, federal, state, or local, that power must be something that we, the people, agree to. For example, if you read the Constitution through in detail, you'll find those powers listed in Article 1, Section 8, 18 specific things, and only 18 specific things that we, the people, have granted powers to the federal government to do. You read that list closely, and you'll find there's nothing there at all regarding education, which means we have not granted to the federal government the ability or power to spend one penny of taxpayers' dollars on education whatsoever. So they have no right to do this. It's not by consent of the governed that they fund the Department of Education. It's by theft.
Hold that thought, David. Hold the thought. We'll be back in just a moment.
Carpet Magic in Greeley reminds us many families in our community need help making ends meet. You can make a real difference. When you're out shopping, just pick up an extra can or a box of non-perishable food to donate to our local food pantry. If we all make a small sacrifice, we can be a huge help to those who truly need it. This message is from Carpet Magic in Greeley. Call 970-339-3599. That's 970-339-3599. They're on the air because they care.
There are plenty of things you may wish were lower, like your taxes, your commuting time, your weight. But there's one thing people can get lower, car insurance with State Farm. Talk to an agent today about State Farm's new lower car insurance rates, and while you're there, get State Farm's free discount double check. It's just another way a State Farm agent can be there for you. So call an agent 24/7 or visit statefarm.com and find out about State Farm's new lower rates. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Rates apply only in the state of Colorado and are not valid in any other state.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Well, Dr. Stan, here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning is Pastor David Whitney, and we're talking about the amazing Constitution, based upon the Declaration of Independence, which declared that our freedoms come from God and the governments are instituted among men to guarantee our God-given rights. Now, that's, of course, why those who want a dictatorship had to take God out of our schools and prayer out of our schools and the Ten Commandments out of our schools and teach evolution. They're very well organized. They understand the relationship between God and freedom, and they're doing everything they can to destroy the Christian foundation of this nation. This is a subversive movement financed by our great tax-exempt foundations, those people within what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers, the Trilateralists. Their objective is a subversive totalitarian state. This is a subversive movement. Nobody has the courage to say it, but that's really what it's about. These people are traitors. Many of them have sworn to uphold our Constitution. Their purpose is to destroy it. But if you don't know what the Constitution says, and you don't understand of the religious foundation upon which our freedom rests, why, of course, you're not in a position to be critical of this subversive movement. The enemy is not in Beijing, and they're not in Moscow, they're not in Pakistan, they're in New York City and in Washington, D.C. Go right ahead, David.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Stan. We mentioned four of the self-evident truths. The fifth self-evident truth is that civil government may be altered or abolished when it violates these principles. That is, when it violates its purpose for existence to protect and secure your God-given rights, when it's involved in stripping you of rights, as quite obviously our federal government is now engaged in such activities as stealing people's property through eminent domain, saying, oh, that's legitimate, we can steal your property anytime we want, or take your life anytime we want without due process of law, no trial, or just assassinate you anytime we please, when our government, which derives its just powers from we the people, violates these principles, it may be altered or abolished. And that's what they were saying to the King of England. You are no longer king over us. Your government is no longer officially in power because your government is illegitimate, because they conclude the declaration by saying a tyrant like King George III is unfit to be the ruler of a free people. And we need to wake up in America and say, wait a minute, the government we have falls into the same exact error as King George III's government, and it also is unfit to be the ruler of a free people. But we don't have to have a war about it. We don't have to shed any blood. We just need to return to these founding principles and put government back inside the box our Constitution creates, with high walls that separate what it can do from what it cannot do, we need to get it back to the limits, the limited delegated powers enumerated in the Constitution, and not allow it to do anything other than those specific things. And so we must alter or abolish this government if our freedom is going to survive. And then the sixth principle they spoke of that was a self-evident truth is that people should abolish civil government only after a long train of abuses and usurpations. That is, don't throw yourself into this project of devolving the government and forming new government quickly. And again, the blessing we have, Dr. Stan, is we don't have to do what our founders did. They had to create a whole new government out of a scratch, so to speak. They had to do a lot of work that we don't have to do. We just need to get back to the original.
David, we do have a caller. Let's just see who's calling in if they have a question that would be apropos to what you're saying. Who's calling in?
Tim from Wisconsin. I just remember I had a comment and a question. The comment is the thing where I'm glad I'm talking to the guest. The thing where I'm glad about Christian people who think like you do is because of even when I heard a long time ago some Christian out there on PBR or something like that saying that today if someone's being about trying to preserve the Constitution and fight for the Constitution and stuff like that, that just because of it being end times, that they're that they're being about this world and stuff instead of God's kingdom. And then the question is you said before about we the people need to be the enforcers of this, and I don't remember hearing what ways you said it all. That we need, things we need to do to, to do that, enforce it, to be the enforcers of it.
Oh, excellent question. Thank you so much for that question, because we enforce it, first of all, by learning the standard ourselves. If we don't know the standard, we cannot possibly enforce the standard. And then along those lines, we need to be sure that as many people as we can reach in our community know that standard, because the way we enforce it is by putting people in office who will abide by the law, who will recognize the actions of a Barack Hussein and Obama are unconstitutional, and therefore he should be impeached. And, of course, he's not alone that should be impeached. There's many others that should be impeached on the Supreme Court and on the list goes. But anyway, the people who are going to take the actual action of changing things are the voters who, in the voting booth, vote in constitutional candidates. And the other power you have that you usually don't hear about is that a juryman serving on a jury, a grand jury or a pettit jury, if you know the standard, your first job as a juryman is to judge the law. Is the law constitutional? If it's not constitutional, doesn't matter what the evidence is against somebody, it is not constitutional. Therefore, the case is dismissed for the grand jury, or in the case of pettit jury, the person is declared innocent. And those are extremely powerful tools that we have, the ballot box and the jury box, that prevent us from going to the cartridge box, which is the full final defense of liberty. So we enforce the Constitution when we vote constitutionally at the ballot box and at the jury box. And to do that successfully, it can't be just ourselves or even just a few members of our own family. We need to educate our community. And the wider circle of our community that we educate, the better off we will be protecting our own liberties. For example, if you were brought up on here in my state, they have terrible, terrible unconstitutional laws against owning a handgun. And so if you own a handgun and you don't handle it right or whatever, and you go to trial for it, if you have a jury that recognizes the law is unconstitutional, they would say not guilty.
We're out of time, David. God bless. Thanks so very much.
God bless you, Dr. Stan. Thank you so much.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrom. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making their way, the only way they know how.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here once again, and this is the time I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and we have about 65 outlets of one sort or another across America every week where people have an opportunity to learn the truth. So if you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. You can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters by calling 1-800-544-8927. And if you had something to advertise, of course, be tax deductible. Otherwise, certainly it's not. People donate because they believe in what we're doing. Then I want to remind you, we are having our all-day seminar. It's going to be on the 23rd of October. Our doors will open at 7:30 in the morning. We'll start at 8:30. We'll go straight through until 5:30 or 6 in the evening. We've got great speakers coming from across America. You'll find it fascinating and an opportunity really to meet others and to get the information you're going to need to educate yourself and then to educate others, because that is our hope, is that if enough people understand what freedom's about, perhaps we can retain some. Remember, we're moving into a period of chaos and crisis. The whole economic system of the world is contracting as we're moving into a depression. Of course, people are getting into cash positions. Eventually, the government, short on money, is going to actually turn on the printing presses. Do you realize that the United States has run up $4.7 trillion in debt? $4.7 trillion in debt just during the last 3 years. Do you realize it took us 200 years to run up $1 trillion in debt? And in 3 years, we've brought up $4.7 trillion in debt. The whole system is coming down, ladies and gentlemen. And when it ends, the question is, will we be enslaved or will we be free? Well, you need to understand who's behind it. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get our talks. They're available on DVD. They're called The Dark Secret and The Forbidden Secret. There's syllabuses with them. And then you need to understand the spiritual significance of what's going on. I would recommend Pastor Billy Crone's excellent DVD series. There's 10 DVDs in it, and it's in two parts, part one and part two. They're called The Final Countdown. And you are living in prophetic times. The fact that the children of Israel are back in the Holy Land and they've started speaking Hebrew, and that was prophesied. Hebrew was a dead language before Israel was reconstituted. The shekel didn't exist, but it's come back again. This was prophesied, as were so many things surrounding the reconstitution of Israel. You may not like the government over there, and I'm not crazy about the government over there, and you may realize that a lot of the Jewish people over there are not Sephardi of religious Jews, but God has brought them back to Israel at this time in history, and this was prophesied 2,000 years ago. And people 100 years ago talking about, you know, end times prophecies, and they said, no, it can't be now. The Jews have to return to the Holy Land. They have. This is a great series. It's called The Final Countdown, and they're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Remember my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and then we ask you to pray for America. Pray for revival, but please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. And so until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic?